Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Meatball Pod Meatballs. So today we have a special guest. As you guys know, Nicole is at one of Sissy's cheer comps. So I have Sammy Sweetheart, coming on to co-host with me. And I'm so excited to have you here.
Hey, everybody.
So yeah, basically we're just going to talk and like me and Nicole basically go all over the place. You'll say, I'm going to talk about one thing, but sometimes I wind up in like a rabbit hole of TikTok. You just never know what's going to happen.
I know what you're like, Dee. It's okay.
But anyway, so usually me and Nicole, we've been obsessing over Blake and Ryan's situation.
Oh, yes. So
meatballs, me, Nicole, Jenny, and Sam have a group chat. And basically this entire group chat for the last like couple months has been all Blake and Ryan. I feel like we've just been sending different TikToks to each other and we're like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, we're basically like, did you hear about this? Did you see this? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, which is kind of funny, I guess.
We're obsessed. We are. This is like our Roman Empire. It's just like every day I'm like, oh, what am I going to wake up to now with like Blake, Ryan, and Justin? As if like they're my friends.
I know, right? We're so invested.
Or like my enemies because so I actually, last podcast, I told Nicole about how we met him. And I feel like I was like unaware of where we actually were. Were we on Ellen? Where were we?
No, we were on Live with Kelly and Michael Strahan.
Oh, right. You're right.
And he was the guest before us that was right on
and
the
then
segment.
We passed him.
So he was the guest on Live with Kelly and Michael before us. So we were waiting on the side, remember?
Like, yes.
As he was finishing up his segment. And then he walked off and
we
put
were
his
like
hand
in a
on
narrow hallway. I remember being in a narrow hallway and us like on the side and we were super excited because we thought we were going to be able to like say hi to him.
He actually walked off with his hand on his head because he didn't want to say hi to us. my publicist was there and I think she was like, oh, let me ask his publicist to like say hi or something. And then remember, like he was not having it.
Yeah, he was like, no. I just remember him not only, like, having his hand on his head, but I remember just we were like, we love you. Like, yeah. I remember saying, like, we love you. We think you're so cool. And he literally just didn't acknowledge us.
No, he ignored us. He was right in front of us and purposely didn't even smile or look at us. Like, it was weird. And at that point, I was like, ew.
We were like, beneath him, I felt.
We were we were fans and we were so excited. Like, we couldn't wait for his segment to be over. We're like, oh my gosh, Ryan Reynolds is here. And like, I remember how excited we were.
Pumped.
And then he just walked off and like didn't even want to look at us. It was so disheartening. But maybe he did have a bad day. Like, we don't know.
Well, that's what I was saying. I've been saying this. But now that all these like other people are coming out and saying their experiences, they're very much like our experience. So I feel like that's just him.
It's like, ooh, like our story now, maybe it shows like his true colors. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So it was so funny. So I was scrolling through TikTok and this one girl randomly brought us up because she was like, you know, everybody's coming out of the woodworks. Even Dina and Sam from Jersey Shore, they were on Andy Cohen and they said that was their worst celebrity experience. I was like, oh my God, we're making the news.
A fan remembered that we said that and brought it up.
On Andy Cohen, yeah. Now, no, you were trying to be politically correct. And then I was a little drunk. So I was like, F this. I'm saying his name. It was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, because Andy was actually like, what? Ryan's the best. And I was like, oh, maybe he had a bad day. Like, I didn't want to. Then I was thinking oh, I don't want to say anything that might.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said too.
I was trying to be politically correct with that.
But I was too, after I said his name and Blake Lively. And I was like, you know, but we do love them. Because at that time, none of this stuff came out. So I was like,
yeah,
you know, I do love them. And, you know, I'm sure it was just a bad day. But now that all this stuff is coming out, I'm like, no, I think he's just a dick, you know?
I, literally am so happy that you shared that on Watch What Happens Live now, because everybody is coming out with their own stories, and it's very similar to what we experienced.
I can't believe we experienced it, you know?
I know.
We have our own story about how Ryan Reynolds was a brat.
I know he was a brat. Such a brat. Didn't even throw us a smile. How rude.
Right?
Wave. Not even a wave.
Okay, meatballs. So as you know, cats shouldn't eat processed food for every meal. That's why Smalls has become my go-to cat food. As you all know, if you're listening to the pod regularly, you know I have my two outside cats, and they have become such a part of our family. And even though they don't like to come inside, I still love to make sure that they are eating the right foods and getting all the health benefits. And not only did I see them enjoying the food, I decided to give some Smalls to my mom's cats. And my mom said they absolutely love it. And she sees such a difference with their digestive system and everything. And that's why, meatballs, you have to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. It's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. To get 50% off your first order plus free shipping, head to Smalls.com and use code MEATBALL. So Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats across the U.S. At this point, you might be wondering, why can't I just feed my cat kibble? Believe it or not, your cute kitty descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey for food, and your cat isn't any different. They still need fresh protein-packed meals to be their best. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's a big deal. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you could try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. So, meatballs, what are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. Head to Smalls.com and use promo code MEATBALL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code MEATBALL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code MEATBALL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Well, you know what? They said me and Nicole always talk about this because we said Cat Williams came out and said 2024 and 2025, this is going to be the downfall of all these bad celebrities and, you know, the truth's coming out with a lot of people. And it really is.
It really is. Honestly, I believe that.
Between Diddy and this and
a lot.
I'm like, oh my gosh, he wasn't lying. It's so nuts. But it's just so funny that me and you, Dina and Sammy from Jersey Shore, have a bad Ryan Reynolds story.
You know what's so crazy is that was probably our first segment together by ourselves.
Yeah.
And we experienced that, which is what? It was crazy.
I know.
But now it makes me I'm kind of team Justin Baldoni.
Oh, I am totally.
Because it's just what we experienced in our moment with him. It's just I can see Ryan in sort of a bad light, negative light now.
Yeah. Because actually did experience it. And maybe it clearly wasn't a bad day. That's his personality. Blake also is getting so many, like, people are coming out. Like, she made me cry and I had to leave the set. And I'm like, oh, see?
See, I don't know Blake, so I can't speak on Blake, but.
I don't know her either, but.
I'm all about the facts, right? So, like, I'm all about the facts. Like, if there's actual data on things or, like, video of her being mean, then it's like, okay, obviously then she's a mean girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's people from high school are saying it. I'm like,
woof. And then I did see some clips on her that were not the nicest.
Yep. Same. All those interviews.
Yeah. Like the interviews where it did not show her in a great light at all, which makes me think like, oh, like, I don't know. Well, just things are adding up with the whole situation. And I'm just like,
I hope he wins. I really do. I mean, at this point, just throw it in the garbage because I feel like she came back with that one complaint. And then she's like, well, give us till 12 a.m. Tuesday. And I have another thing. But it was basically the exact same thing. And now she's trying to go after, like, she's saying he had mistresses and he has 5 therapists. And I'm like, you know what? I have 5 therapists. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Like, I think she's reaching. She's reaching for anything and everything.
I don't really have 5 therapist meatballs, but I mean, I probably could with all like my OCD issues.
Who gives a can I curse on that? Who gives a crap if you have 1 or 5 therapists? Like,
yeah, some people need that to like feel better about themselves. There is nothing wrong with therapy.
Wait, and not for nothing, if he has 5 mistresses, who gives a crap? Because it's his own life. He can do whatever he wants.
And I'm sorry, didn't she marry Ryan as a mistress? Wasn't she a mistress because of Scarlett Johansson was married?
Oh my goodness, so this is so messy. The whole thing is just messy and gross, to be honest.
All of her evidence is shit because he has so many receipts that now she's like trying to go after his character. And I'm just like, enough you. I'm over you. Go sit down, lady.
I really, this is my thoughts on this. I really don't think that this is making Blake or Ryan look good at all. I think it's actually the more that they are trying to clear their name is the more it's actually putting them in a deeper hole.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it's just making them look so bad. And it's just like there still has been nothing that they have proved or shown to like lighten up the situation. Do you know what I mean? Like there's still no like heavy evidence. For them, which is wild to me.
Yeah. Well, he luckily kept all the receipts. But
thank goodness, go Justin.
Yeah, for real. Besides our terrible encounter with Ryan, me and Sam have actually met like really cool people that I think are even bigger than Ryan, some of them. And they were so nice. Like we also had like such fun experiences. Do you remember when we were on the plane? It was me and you. I think we were going to LA.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, and you didn't know who he was, and I was like, Sam. I was like, I think that's Tracy Morgan, and you're like, who? I'm like, no. I'm like, this is a big deal. He's so hysterical. He's so funny, and you're like, I don't know him. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm like, no, but he's so cool, and then. But then you realize you once I showed you.
Wait, I was like, oh my God, I know who it is. And yeah. Then he loved you, by the way.
He was so cool. So
he loved you. I swear.
He loved both of us. Well, first of all, what I loved is like we didn't have to go up to him first.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember we were sitting there and I was like, oh my God, that's Tracy Morgan. And then you finally were like, oh yeah, now I know who you're talking about. And then he was watching. He was like, he turned around to the flight attendant and he was like, hey, can I have the Jersey Shore special?
Oh my, this is all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and I looked at you and I was like, oh my God, he knows who we are. And then like he talked to us like the entire flight. That was awesome.
That was actually, I have a picture of that. I should try and look for it and send it to you.
Yeah, you know, I have to have a picture of it too because I remember I was like fangirling. I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
I feel like it just came up on my like Facebook feed. I'm going to look and see if I have it and send it to you. But that was probably one of the coolest and experiences that I had on an airplane. He was the nicest guy. I think he was with his wife.
I don't remember who he was with. I just remember he was like diagonal of us.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'll take that. I don't know who he was with.
This is so cool. And the
fact that he was nice. And I remember he like really liked you. He was like, oh, Dina, you're my favorite. He was like, he's like the nicest guy. I can't.
Probably because he's a crazy, like he's silly too. Like, you know,
I love him. He's so funny.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, he's cool. And then who was your favorite that you ever met?
Oh, I have a bunch. The Rock was like one. I met The Rock like multiple times, and every single time he was the nicest, kindest man. He stopped what he was doing to say hello to us and was just amazing. Beyonce was amazing.
He was
Drake
cool.
Was amazing. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on. I feel like I'm forgetting some people. Like, there were so many cool people that we met.
Beyonce had like an entire entourage. You remember that?
She was on the red carpet for. Yeah.
And she stopped. She stopped us. She stopped her entire entourage to come and say hi to us.
I know.
Thought that was so crazy.
That's like a once in a lifetime experience.
Lady Gaga was cool.
Oh my gosh. I was going to just say her
she
next. She
touched my boob. She did.
Wait.
I have a picture. Actually, my mom.
Wait, stop. For real?
Mom has a picture downstairs in my basement, in her basement, because she thought it was the coolest thing. Remember we
presented,
and yeah. Then she won, and we were in the back going down the stairs, and we were like, "Can we have your picture?" And as we were taking our picture, she touched my boob, and I have a picture of all of us.
Wait, what? She just touched your boobie like that?
Yeah, she just remember like, hey. She was dressed as the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the picture is like me in my rainbow dress and every like it was all of us.
I love the rainbow dress. Yeah,
Lady Gaga touching my boob.
What a moment. I would frame that too.
Yeah, that was probably really –
What surprised me? She was actually much shorter in person
than
I thought.
Really tall.
I thought she was tall. And then when we met her, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm, like, towering over her like a big girl. She was little.
Yeah.
She's probably, like, your height.
I have a lot of funny, like, wait, so this is actually really funny. Okay. I think when I was doing spring – well, me and you did spring break together one year, which was so fun.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. But then the year before it was me and you, I did it with Paulie. And Neo was also doing it. And I guess he must have been on a different floor than me, but it was basically like the same room. But my manager goes at the time, or my publicist, and knocks on his door and goes in. He's like, hey, is Dina here? And he's like, no. He's like, and she walks in, she sits on his couch, and she's like, oh, like, wow, Dina has Neo in her room. What's going on here?
And, I can't.
And she's just sitting there, and he's like, this is my room. This isn't Dina's room.
Get out.
And she was like, oh my God. And she left his room like mortified.
That's hysterical.
And she calls me and she's like, what is your room number? I'm like, such and such. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I just sat in Neo's room for 5 minutes waiting for you. I don't think he knew how to get rid of me. I was like, oh my God, stop it.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Honestly. And then like me and him laughed about it the next day. He was like, I met your publicist. I'm like, oh my God.
I actually met him before. He was nice. He was really nice too.
Yeah. So I feel like for the most part, we've had really nice experiences, except for freaking Ryan Reynolds.
I agree. I think Ryan Reynolds was the only one that was like sour.
Yeah. Get off your high horse, Ryan.
Yeah. Like even when we met Jennifer Aniston, she was like really nice, and she was like kind of like quiet, but she was still very nice.
Like, yeah, like
she wasn't rude.
Yeah. Like she didn't feel like, oh, I'm these people are beneath me.
Yeah, like when you come off like that, it's like rude. But I will say, like, there have been times where if I've had bad days or like was going through something, or I just like got in a fight with somebody and then somebody asked for a picture and I was just like, oh, like, and it wasn't my best moment. So that's the only reason why when with Ryan Reynolds with us, I was like, oh, maybe something happened. Maybe something went wrong. And like, that's understandable because there's been times where like I haven't been my best.
When and I get that. Because like, I've definitely been there too. I get that. You know, like, or I'm like not as friendly as like I wish I would have been.
Yeah.
Just because like, I'm like busy with the kids or, you know.
It's like chaotic or like you're like in the middle of something and then it's just like not the right time always. But like I feel like now I feel like we have such appreciation for our fans.
Whereas, oh, yeah.
Like, back then, I think when I was like 22 years old, I was just like, I didn't really understand. I think I was just living life and I didn't understand
in it back then. Like, you know, it was like different times.
Yeah, I feel like we were thrown into a TV show. I didn't even really understand what was going on, to be honest.
It really felt like a whirlwind, honestly.
Yeah. Like, I thought I was living life that was just being filmed. I didn't really understand that there was, wow, you're actually on TV and there's a fan base and like there's production and like this whole thing, like it just didn't register to me. I feel like I was just like down the shore living life and getting shit faced and doing stupid things that was being filmed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I didn't put it all together and understand like how freaking amazing of a thing that we were doing, you know?
Yeah, we were young.
Yeah, we were so young.
Getting into like filming, we had a lot of fun times, just like me and you together.
Oh yeah, always.
What was your favorite? Like, I feel like we had so many fun ones. Like, I feel one thing I'll never forget is when we tried to prank Paulie and Vinny. But actually, it was really funny, and
he got
they never aired it because Paulie got really mad.
Which. Is kind of funny because he usually never gets mad, but because he's like prank war champion, everybody knows that. But me and you came up with a really good prank and he just did not like it.
Well, so actually it was so fun. It was like a long going prank, like a couple days.
Yeah.
So Paulie and Vinny kept messing with me. They, during the time I was with Chris, remember they kept taking, they like took all my photos. They like took my,
they kept on doing things to you. I felt bad, actually.
Yeah, they kept taking my photos, and then they wound up breaking my my frame, and I was so upset. So I was like, you know what? I was like, we need to get them back. And so we decide. Remember, we were like, we'll keep taking little, like, some of their stuff.
Yes.
Like, so, like, one of their things. Like, of course we were going to give it back. It wasn't like we were stealing their things. But
we wanted to see if they would realize things were missing.
Right. So remember, they were about to go to the beach. So we ran upstairs and we took, I think it was Paulie's sandal.
Yeah, it was definitely Paulie's.
Paulie's sandal. And Paulie, like, for like 15 minutes in the house was like, oh my God. Like, I can't find my other sandal. Like, where's my other sandal? I mean, you were just dying because we're like, oh my God, like, we have his sandal. So he was like, oh, I just put it here. Am I going crazy? I'm missing my sandal. And then he wound up like having to wear his sneakers to the beach, but I was like, whatever. Like, they broke my picture frame. So
they took your stuff first. Like, come on.
Right. They put dog shit underneath my pillow in a plastic bag. Do you remember that?
Ew.
So please, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like I can't. They really like tormented you. That's why I was all in for this. I was like, let's
like
do
in
it.
Italy, they put all that shit on my bed.
Yeah,
and then the couch fell on me, and I couldn't get out.
It like, was a mess. Like you poor thing. I feel bad.
So they listen. They did a lot.
Yeah,
but I was always a good sport. Always.
I know.
So then the next thing after they come back, remember they got a hookah.
Oh yeah.
And me and you decided to take a piece of the hookah. And remember for like 20 minutes, they were looking for the piece of the hookah. They were like, we just had this hookah here. I just saw that piece. So we like every day, we were like kind of taking little things of theirs. And they would be like, I just saw this here. So eventually me and Sam were like,
they brought out like all their crap.
We brought out all their stuff. And Paulie freaked out. He's like, I knew it would have been you. I'm like, oh my God.
No, he was, I actually was scared. I was like,
I was scared too. Yeah, you threw me under, Sam threw me right under the bus, Meatballs. Right
only joking, there. Only joking. I was like, it was Dina.
Like, you're like, it was joking. Dina. And he goes, I knew it would be Dina. You're oh stupid God. Enough to do it. I was
he
like,
he was so, the wrath of Paulie. I was like, oh my God. I was actually scared. I was like, oh
I was
man.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm sorry. Here's all, like, we're not stealing your stuff. We just thought it was like, it was a prank.
After that, honestly, I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore with them. I was like,
oh yeah, God. Same. I was like, that's that.
Our prank didn't like end up because they probably thought it was like lame because he got so mad. But I liked our prank.
It never made TV. But yeah. I thought, I mean, how funny would it have been if, like, they kept showing him being, him and Vinny, like, I just had this here.
Yeah, why did they show that? There's probably too much other crap going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Because it was a good prank.
That was a good prank. I loved that prank.
I love all pranks.
And you know what? That means that it worked. They were mad. They got mad about it.
They were so mad. And, like, first off, remember we went camping and came back and the whole house was, like,
yes.
Flipped inside, outside, outside, inside.
Yeah. And
like,
then
that was horrible.
Yeah. And we had to grab our own stuff and bring it back.
Like, I was so upset that we had to – I was upstairs. I had to, like, go up the balcony – the rooftop and then go down with all my stuff and go back upstairs. Yeah. Like, what a shit show.
All of ours were upstairs. I feel like all of us
– Oh, yeah.
I think we would have handled it better – if we weren't just 24 hours in the middle of the woods, disgusting.
Yeah, true.
That's one trip. I have to say, that was the one trip I hated the most.
Yeah, I didn't like that camping.
I hated that camping.
Me too. I didn't like it.
I feel like it put us all in a bad mood because we were just all uncomfortable.
Like, we were all miserable. Like, who wanted to be there?
Then they got to stay home, and I was like, cool. Like, why can't I stay home?
But the fact that they literally, like, rearranged our bedrooms and we didn't even get as upset as they got towards
over,
us.
Over, like, the missing shoe.
Yeah, for taking a flip-flop. I can't.
So hypocritical. I can't.
I know. Those boys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You missed my murder mystery prank. That was crazy.
To be honest, I'm actually glad I missed it because I heard all about it and I think I would have had a full-blown panic attack.
Probably. But it was good. I have to say, it was really good and I freaking sold the shit out of that thing. And again, people got mad at me. I'm like, why is it that everybody, like, other people can do pranks but I can't? Like, enough.
Yeah, but it was like a dead body.
Samantha. It was not real, and it wound up being a murder mystery.
See, like, okay, like, I get your vibe. Like, you know, I'm always team Dina. I get your vibe. But I think if I saw a body in the pool, I would have, like, pissed or shit myself. My heart would have, like, I would have froze. Like, I would have, like, had, like, you know when you have panic attacks, you feel, like, anxiety come on and your arms start to tingle and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I would have had a full-blown panic, and then I – like, it's kind of like the UFO thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was scared for my life with the UFO thing. I would be scared for my life with a dead body.
Yeah, probably.
But you pulled off the prank and you got everybody, I heard, which was crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna, that's it for me. I think I killed it. I'm putting away my prank belt.
Maybe we could pull a prank on the next season.
You want to try? I don't know about that. I don't know how we top any of the other ones that we've had already.
True. I'm kind of scared for I actually get scared to do another season because you just never know what Paulie or anybody's going to do.
No, you know? I know. Well, that's why I'm always prepared. I'm always like ready for a prank.
I'm not.
Okay, what's going to happen? What, is this a prank? And half the time, it's not a prank. And I'm like, is this a prank? Am I being pranked right now? For a long time, I was just waiting. I'm like, there has to be something coming for me.
I feel like you just never know. Like, even when we film again, you got to always have, the hairs on your back standing up because you just don't know. You just don't know with this group what is going to happen.
You really
don't.
And
it's how do you top what you did? How do you top the UFO thing? These are getting crazier and crazier, and I don't love it.
I feel like if I wasn't so drunk, me and Nicole probably would have been like, okay, this is a prank. But we were, pretty drunk that night.
Dee, it was my second day back.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I'm like, wait, I'm a pretty smart girl. I was like, wait, this is a prank. And then when I saw the TV go, and I'm like, we're in the freaking mountains of Pennsylvania. Shit like this happens here.
And I feel like you're like, it's my second day back. They wouldn't do this to me on my second day.
Yeah.
I'm like, second day back.
Yeah. When the producers were involved, I'm like, because I'm so used to them not being involved.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not used to how you guys filmed.
I got them involved with the murder mystery, too.
You had them involved.
Even the camera guys, everyone was involved.
That's a big prank you pulled.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
I think we should get to some meatball questions. I let everybody know that you were going to be on. So some people sent some in.
Cool.
So let's see. This one's a good one. I think this is fun. So this one is, could you both describe in your point of view the following situations? The first night of season 3 and Dina's arrest season 6. And that's from Amber from Vinay. The first night when I came in, that was crazy. I mean, you didn't know me through a hole in the wall. I didn't know you through a hole in the wall, you know?
If I could take that back, if I could take a lot back.
Same.
I mean, I just feel like I was just so stupid and dumb, and I just don't like myself then.
Well, I feel like I also came in super hot, you know? I came in really hot because I was just excited to finally be coming in because it was like I was supposed to come in for so many months, and I knew about it, and I had to be quiet about it, so I was just so excited that I came in, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go wild. And then I didn't know I was walking into, World War III over there.
It was a shit show. Honestly, I feel like it was just not a good place or good time for me.
I mean, I don't think I helped because I feel like you guys were upstairs and at first you guys were nasty, but then I could have just, let it go. But instead I was, screaming in the kitchen, you're cut in a bag,
what? Dina, I wasn't nice either. Whatever. I think when you're young, you do stupid things, and then now you can look back and be like, "Wow, you kind of grow from it." And you're like, "Oh, not gonna do that again." Or
I don't even know why I was acting like that. I don't even know why I called you. Now, looking back, I'm not even someone that curses a lot.
Yeah, but I look back at some of the things you say, and I'm like, oh, that was pretty clever. some of the things, even with Mike in Italy, you just are clever with your words when you say something to somebody that you're angry with. And I'm like, oh, that was smart.
Could be quick. Yeah. And I feel like people don't realize that. And then when I come out and I say things, they're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, that was a good comeback.
I think Chris helped that. Because you know why? Chris is very quick.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess that was even before Chris, but I even gotten better with it because Chris is very quick with the comebacks and things.
Yeah. So you know what? I feel like we do stupid things back then, but I feel like I wish you were there in the beginning because I feel like things would be maybe a lot more different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like maybe none of that stuff even would
have happened. Like maybe just things would be different. It's just like, but you can't change the past, obviously.
I feel like everything happened for a reason. I think I came in exactly when I was supposed to come in.
Yeah.
I really think it really did. Like, I love when everybody says, like, I was, like, the missing ingredient, you know? Like, you needed someone with, like, my type of personality to come in to kind of, like, balance the situation. Yeah. Like, balance everything out.
Things did get better when you came in after a while, so.
But, yeah, so, yeah. That first night was wild. Crazy.
Yeah,
I showed my cuca. I fought with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I told you. I came in hot that day. I was just like, all right.
Whatever.
I was already drunk, I think, before I even came in.
Who cares?
I can't. But then my arrest season 6, I was just like sad. I missed Chris. That's when I was going through my OCD really bad, where I didn't know that I had OCD and I thought I was going crazy. But yeah, I really didn't understand what was happening with me, with my intrusive thoughts. I was like trying to like go out more. I didn't want to be stuck in that house because it was getting worse for me.
I remember that day because everybody was like, where's Dina? I'm like, I don't know. And then we went to the boardwalk and saw you there and like, you were having fun. Like you were just having fun. You weren't really doing anything wrong.
But it was weird though, because I feel like I was depressed.
So you were probably, like you internally were probably going through stuff that we would never see on the outside.
Yeah. So I feel like during that season 6, I feel like I was like really depressed, like being there.
Oh.
And it came out in me like acting crazy. Which is
You know what sucks is we filmed our whole like growing up. Like,
yeah.
In our 20s. So like it's on film, but I think that a lot of people live life and it's not on film, so they can't really go back and look at it. But, like, we can look at it and, like, laugh now or joke about it or be like, wow, like, I learned a lot. Now I know how to control some feelings inside or, like, you know, like, you've worked on a lot of things with you. Like, there's just – I don't know. I feel like it's a blessing and a curse to have it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So this one, does Sam believe in conspiracy theories? And so, if so, what do you believe? We talk about conspiracies on our podcast a lot.
I would rather not talk about it.
I actually think sometimes me and Nicole scare our meatballs. And don't worry, meatballs,
we
scare Sam a lot.
Yeah, like I do believe, like, so, like what you guys come up with makes me think. I'm like, ooh. So then I start thinking about things and then I go down this rabbit hole and then I become like, the world's going to end, or like I actually make myself sick over things that are happening in the world. Guys, tell me your conspiracy theories. It actually makes me go a little crazy. So I would rather not talk about it, rather not hear it, because I know mentally it will make me spiral down a hole that would not be good.
So I'm on this new journey of like manifesting positive energy and everything.
Oh, I love that.
So I feel like even if I hear a conspiracy crazy thing lately, I'm like, I can make my own reality. Like, I don't need to be scared about this. Like, if I'm positive and, you know, like, God is with me, everything's going to be fine regardless of what happens.
You have faith. Like, when I'm like, oh, God's with me, I'm like, I feel better.
Yeah.
Because Like when I like that outlook of manifesting positivity, because that's how I try and live my life every day now, is just to be on that positive like outlook in my mindset and in life in general. I try not to be around negative people anymore. And I try not to like just dwell on negative things. So I think that's like an amazing thing that you're doing. And I like probably should start doing that when it comes to conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Well, that's what I have been doing. And lately my timeline is like my TikTok algorithm is so much better.
Yeah, I scroll. I have to scroll past, even though I want to know. I have to tell myself that you can't watch it because then it just brings me into a bad place.
Yeah, same. Okay, so here's another one. This is from Amber Molina, and it says, how does Sam feel about Dren and Mina?
I don't know if I could curse on this. I keep doing it.
No, could curse. We're fine.
I love Dren and Mina.
You love us?
But are you crazy? Sure? They're insane. They make me giggle and laugh, the things that they do, but they can be mean. Like, you guys, like, there's been times where I think maybe even you and Nicole have put me in my place for sure and told me, like, what's up with your outfit? Like, you guys, act, like, it's funny to me. Like, this is why I'm saying, like, I laugh. Like, you guys make me giggle because when you are mean, it's still kind of in a funny light. Like, it's weird. I can't describe it. Like, I love Dren and Mina.
Yeah.
You guys are batshit crazy.
I feel like it's been a while since Mina's come out. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I haven't really seen Mina in a long time.
Yeah, I feel like I've been better with her.
Yeah, I haven't seen her.
Dren, on the other hand.
Dren comes out all the time, and I think it's hysterical. I love Dren.
Yeah, now I feel like we all just know how to deal with Dren. Like, now, especially if I see Dren coming out, I'm like, all right, I'm going to move over here.
Or like, yeah, I'm going to go home now.
Let her do her thing.
Yeah. Like, you just never know what you're going to get with Dren and Mina.
Okay, so some people just wanted to wish you congratulations on the pregnancy, which all of us are just so excited for you.
Thank you, everyone.
Esperanza Bacho says, no questions, but congratulations to her. And may she be blessed with a happy and healthy pregnancy and delivery.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. That is so nice.
Oh, that was sweet, Meatball.
Yeah.
This is from Kayla Donald. Sam, congrats on the baby. Are you going to bring the baby on camera once the baby's born?
I don't know.
I know. So you never know when you're... Because I didn't know either at first.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know. I didn't even think that far ahead. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with that situation. Yeah. I don't know.
It's tough. It's like you're like, do I want to do it? You know? And plus, like, you're still, like, early on. You just want to focus on your pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is cute. Helen Johnson says, send Sam a million kisses for her, the baby news, and all the prayers.
Oh, I love, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like by me sharing the story and having people pray for us and just give us all their kind words, like, really helped get to where we are today, like, get to me to be pregnant, I guess. I really feel like prayers go a long way. So thank you, everybody, for just keeping me in your thoughts and everything. It just means a lot.
I really truly think prayers work. I pray all the time.
Me honestly. Too.
I was telling Nicole, like, every night we sit, like, when we do family dinner, we do grace. Like, so the boys, we do grace together. And the boys are like, they're like, Jesus is our savior. And I'm like, yes, Jesus is our savior. I'm like trying to teach them about faith.
I really do believe in
like prayer. I think that's something good for them to believe in.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, has their own religions and believes in their own things. But like, I think if that's what you believe in, I think that's amazing. And the kids will have something to like have hope and faith in. And I love that. I'm like the same way.
Yeah, me too. So here's one. This is about your wedding. And they want to know, like, are you excited? And do you plan on like planning the wedding on the show? And that's from Clara Perez.
Okay. Hi, Claire. I think I'm going to do the wedding on the show, but, I'm so not a bridezilla and I'm slacking. And because I've been just going down this baby journey that I have yet to really plan anything for the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will help whatever you need. I would love to help.
Okay, you're the best. You know all the good stuff, Day. You're like a good planner. You're a great planner.
I'm actually also helping my future sister-in-law too, because she's she's getting married too. You guys kind of like got engaged probably around the same time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
congrats to her.
A lot of wedding stuff I'm going to be helping with this year, which I love.
Good. You're good at it. Yeah.
I love it. This is from Danielle Gricketts, and she said, Sammy, how are you feeling? And do you think you're going to find out what you're having, or do you think that you want to be surprised? And I'm so excited for you.
So we do know what we're having, but we're not sharing the news yet.
Ooh, how exciting. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you'll probably be involved. Like, we'll do a gender reveal.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I know. I had no idea that you knew already.
Well, when you do like IVF, you want to pick when you, okay. So it's like hard to explain. When you do IVF, you can get your embryos genetically tested. And when you do that, you can also see the sex of the embryos. So we obviously picked the very best embryo to put inside me. This is so gross, but inside me. And, I knew what the sex was when we did that because just picked the very best one. And next to it, you can see the sex of it.
Oh, I had no idea. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's actually so interesting, the whole IVF process. But yeah, so we know. But also, you don't have to know the sex if you don't want to. Like,
you could be like surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, oh my God, I can't wait.
I can't. Wait. I know. I'm gonna do probably a gender reveal for everybody.
Oh my gosh, I am pumped.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna wear pink.
No comment.
Okay, moving on to like other things. So Sam, we were talking about your TikTok algorithm. People want to know what is it? Like, what comes up on your page?
Oh, like all food crap.
Ooh.
Especially now, I'm like a little foodie. I just like to see the newest restaurants around town. I like to see the food they're offering. What's the best appetizer? Like, I have all different like food stuff come up on my TikTok. And also obviously now, like when I was going through the IVF journey, it was all stuff about like IVF, like embryo transfers, egg retrievals. Like, I learned a lot through TikTok. I'm not gonna lie.
I learned so much on TikTok too.
I really learned like a lot. I learned a lot about the process. Like, I think I learned more through TikTok than anywhere else.
It's crazy. And they wanted to ban it. Imagine. I don't even know where I would learn and find my news if they did that.
Instagram Reels, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. But you know what? Our meatballs love food. So they like that stuff.
I love food.
Seriously, you know what my favorite thing is when we do like when we film like girl stuff and we're all just eating, like,
yeah, love it,
everything. And I really do. I love to eat. It's an issue.
There's nothing better than having true friends that like to eat. Like, I cannot stand going to a dinner with somebody, like a friend, and they're like, I'll have a salad or some shrimps, and they barely eat it. Like, no, I want the bread. I want, like, the chicken fingers. Like, I want the gross things, and I want to eat it and have a good time with my friends.
Like let's split all the apps.
Yeah, like, let's just try everything. Let's try everything. Like, I love to eat.
Oh, same. Okay, here's one. Can you and Sam talk about your favorite Jersey Shore family vacation destination? Let's see. You know where I actually really like? So when I used to bring my kids, I don't know if I'm going to be bringing them anymore. But when we did, I loved Margaritaville.
I loved Margaritaville.
I had so much. I mean, that's a place that I go normally.
Wait, why won't you bring them there anymore?
Well, I just don't know. Especially CJ's in school.
Okay.
I did pull him for Aruba, but then I did get a letter. I got a letter that he missed too many days of school.
Really?
But I'm like, you know what? He's a kid. Like, for our real vacations, and I'm going to be with them, and you know they're going to actually have memories with me.
Yeah.
I'll pull them for those. But when we go on the family vacations, they're there for more like me, and so that I know I could see them when I'm sleeping and I'm there. But we don't really see them. So to pull CJ from school now, for me not even to be really with them the entire day, I don't think it's worth it. Like, I don't think I don't think that's fair to him. So it's just tougher now that he's in actual school. Like I actually got a letter in the mail and I'm like, oh my God.
I can't believe it.
I'm like, cool. But I mean, I will never, the memories we made in Aruba, aww. I don't even care about the letter. You know, I'm like, yes, whatever. Kate, missed what, like 7 days of school. Like, okay, he missed 7 days of school, but he made such beautiful memories with us. Then I'm like, whatever, he'll get back those 7 days. But I can't keep pulling him for all these vacations, especially if I'm not going to be with him those days, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't blame you. I would be the same way.
I mean, if it falls on his spring break, then maybe we could do that. But I mean, it really depends. But back to the question, I did love Margaritaville.
Same.
The kids had a great time, even though I couldn't be with them all the time. And I felt like we had a really good time. Like, the food was good. I think the atmosphere there is just so nice.
I had the best time there. Like, we did a lot of cool things.
Yeah, I liked Margaritaville. I loved Margaritaville. I want to go back just like
I would go back. I loved it there. I would definitely go back.
You know where else was actually really cool? It was super far and hard to get to. But was it Arizona?
Arizona was pretty cool. I've never been there. And
remember,
it was
they had the lazy river?
Yeah, that was fun.
Liked it there. The food was really good too.
I actually did like it there. It was a biatch to travel to, like that 4 or 5 hour flight and then the 2 hour drive.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
But it was beautiful. The sun setting was so beautiful. I liked Arizona a lot.
Yeah, I liked it too. I liked that resort. I wish it was just easier to get to, because I would have done like another family vacation, like me and like cousins and stuff, because there was a lot to do for the kids there, which was nice.
Yeah, it was cute. I liked it there. I think overall Margaritaville was the best one.
Yeah, I do too. All right, Meatball. So I feel like on that note, we're going to go. Sam has to hop on another call. Cameron is in the corner waiting for me to get done. But thank you so much for coming on the Meatball Pod, Sam. I feel like this was such a great episode.
It was so much fun. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you had fun. So Meatballs, we did it, Sam.
What?
Usually Nicole goes, we did it, D, and then you say, let's get sauce. So okay. I'm going to say, we did it, Sam, and then you say, let's get sauce. I forgot to tell you that in the beginning. Okay.
That's okay.
We did it, Sam.
Let's get sauce.
All right, Meatball, see you next week.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.